If your allergies are acting up this time of year, you're not alone. So can acupuncture treatments really improve outcomes for some allergy patients? This is the podcast series from Deaconess, the Women's Hospital, a place for all your life. I'm Deborah Howell, and our guest today is Flora Arzanapour, a licensed acupuncturist at the Women's Hospital. And today we'll talk about acupuncture and allergy treatment. Welcome, Flora.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you back. So let's hop right in. Can you explain what allergy acupuncture treatment is?
Yes, the technique is called SAT, S-A-A-T, which is a stand for Solomon Auricular Allergy Treatment. And when a patient comes for SAT to get treatment for their allergy, first I do a consultation, then I perform an evaluation, which starts with muscle testing to determine their strength and then to determine the allergen point. And it is essential to determine the exact point to have successful treatment. And once the allergen point is identified, I insert a very tiny semi-permanent needle in the outer part of the ear, which the needle stays for about 3 to 4 weeks. And I have to say that SAT is a powerful, one treatment with one needle approach resulting in permanent elimination of the allergy.
Incredible. So people are always curious, does it hurt?
Most people report no discomfort at all, really.
What about sleeping, if you're sleeping on your ear?
As I said, most of people, they really haven't reported any discomfort or pain with it. But I do recommend them, if it bothers them, then they should sleep on the other side. But so far, I haven't really have any report of discomfort from anyone.
Incredible. Now, what types of allergies can it treat?
Any kind of allergies can be treated with this technique, including environmental allergies, home, food, medication, and toxins. And as long as you know your allergen, it can be treated with SAT.
Do you test for allergies before the treatment, Flora?
Yes, I do. I actually do. But it is vital for the patient to know what allergen they have also.
And what if they come to you and they don't know?
Then I do test them. We do have certain vials that I can do the testing. The only problem with it is we don't have all the allergen out there yet. That's why it's important for them to know. And if they can bring it with them for me to actually test them for it, that would be great.
You mean if they're allergic to, say, dust, they bring a little dust ball with them? Or?
Yeah, actually they can do that. Yeah, anything they can. But the thing is, these are like individual vials that I do the muscle testing with. And we have the general allergen, but I can say every one of them. We don't have every one of them available to us here in the office at this point.
Sure. So they can get those from their primary care doctor or a specialist.
Yeah. If they can do allergy tests, actually, to have the list of their allergen, that would be the best way to treat them.
How long does the treatment last?
For the initial one, is about an hour to an hour and a half. But then after that is normally about like 30 minutes for the second one.
Can I have this done for multiple allergens?
Yes, definitely. But each time we treat one allergen at a time and continue until we get all the allergen.
So I'm guessing there are different areas of the body then for different allergies.
There is a zone, is allergy zone on the right ear actually, that I use a pointer plus device to detect that point, that exact point. It's very important to get the exact right point for any allergen. And then, yeah, each allergen has a specific point that I have to find that and then insert the needle in that point.
Is it always the right ear, even for left-handed people?
Yes, it's always the right ear. Because the big part of the liver is on the right side, actually. And liver is the organ that detoxifies the body. And that's why we treat the right ear always, unless, the patient, they don't have the right ear or somehow, it's not possible. They're deformed or something is going on that I cannot use the right ear, then I would use the left.
Now, are there any adverse side effects to this treatment?
No, not really. Nothing has been reported.
It almost seems too good to be true. So how can I make an appointment?
By calling our office, Center for Healing Arts, at 812-842-4328 and stating that you like to have a SAT or allergy treatment.
Well, thank you, Flora, so very much for shedding some light on the benefits of acupuncture and why it might be something to explore if allergies are causing you problems. It's been great to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of the podcast series from Deaconess, the Women's Hospital, a place for all your life. To learn more or to make an appointment, once again, head on over to deaconess.com/CHA or call 812-842-4328. And for more health tips and updates, follow us on your social channels. I'm Deborah Howell. Thanks for listening and have yourself a great day.